You're too good to me. To start with, I don't know how you put up with me in the first place. I'm clumsy, shy, awkward. I'm a mess. I'm always falling apart and you're always putting me back together. And you're still here. I kinda hated myself a lot of the time. But you're still here, so I must not be so bad, right? When I'm with you, you make me feel like I'm so smart. Like I'm a good person. You make me feel gorgeous. Loved. Like I deserve to be loved. Safe. I mean, you know about my baggage. I don't need to get into all that, but the TLDR is that I was always scared. All of the time. With family, with friends, with partners. Scared that if I made a mistake, when I made a mistake, they'd cut me off. And yeah. Scared that if I was who I really was, instead of who they wanted me to pretend to be, then they'd stop loving me. And I mean, they did. They literally fucking did. And it sucked. So, I had no reason to think that this would be any different. It felt like somehow I tricked this wonderful, beautiful, patient, kind woman into thinking I wasn't a garbage human being and that any day now you were going to figure it all out. You're the smartest person I ever met, so of course you were going to figure it out. And then I do the best thing that ever happened to me. So I was secretive, guarded, afraid. I was afraid to tell you the truth about myself. I was afraid to tell me the truth about myself. But you just kept being good to me. You kept loving me. And finally I could tell you who I really was. What I really wanted. And it was like I had been holding breath my entire life and now I could breathe again. And part of who I am, not the biggest part, but yeah, an important part, is what I want, what I need sexually. When I asked you if I could call you Miss and you said yes, it's like every inch of me became an erogenous zone, like my whole body was aroused. I could feel it in my toes, in my elbows. And then you told me what to do and it made me so happy. I didn't need to think or worry. I could just be in the moment, in a quiet, thoughtless, peaceful place and obey. I could just be of use to Miss. I love it when Miss uses me to come. Sometimes it's the only thing I want is to make Miss come. And Miss lets me do it because Miss is good to me. I only come for Miss when Miss wants me to, when I have really earned it, because Miss is good to me. Miss is good to me. You should be mean to me sometimes, really. I really want you to be mean to me sometimes. I need it. I need it really bad. When we're out in the world, you're you and I'm me, and but when we're alone like this, when you're Miss, I don't want to be me anymore. I don't want my name. A name is of a person. I'm not a person. I'm a slut. A slut is shaped like a person, yeah, but she's really just some wet, tight hole that exists to be used whenever and however Miss desires. And if Miss doesn't want to use my holes, she can use my tongue and my fingers. That's what they're for. That's what I'm for. That's how I want you to treat me. You tell me that it's okay to want the things I want, but tell me that it's not okay. Tell me that I'm a filthy, disgusting pervert. Punish me for it. Slap me across my stupid bitch face. This is the part where you slap me, that's okay. Oh, thank you, Miss. Treat me like a toy. Please. I'll put my hair in tails for you so that you can grab one in each fist and pull me right into your crotch. Right where I belong, I want you to rub my fucking face in it. I want my whole world to be a hot pussy. I want you to come in my mouth and on my face. I want you to mark me. Even if no one else in the world knows, you know and I know that I am yours. Do you remember the last time I went into the store? Before I left the house, Miss let me eat her pussy. I didn't wash my face before I put on my mask, and as I went through the store, winding my way down the one-way aisles, avoiding all the people who couldn't seem to understand the basic concept of one-way aisles, I could smell you the entire time. Your smell was trapped there, pushed against my face, and every time I breathed you in. It was like I was between your legs all over again, like I was giving you head for 40 minutes straight. It made me tremble, Miss. It made me sweat. I think if I had rubbed my thighs together, I would have came right there in the store. I didn't, of course. I know better than to come without permission. And if I'm being honest, I think you give me permission way too often. When you're done using your vibrator, do you care about its orgasm? So why do you care about mine? I'm no different. When you're going to use a dildo, do you worry about getting it in the mood first? No. Just grab it when you need it, use it when you need it. That's what it's there for. That's what I'm there for. That's what I want. Stop caring about me and just fucking use me. If it's the middle of the night and you wake up horny, wake me up and use me. If I'm doing dishes in the kitchen and you feel a little frisky, come up behind me and just start groping me. If we have company over and you get bored, tell me to get on my knees where I belong and I will eat your fucking ass right in front of them. Huh? I don't actually do any of those things, but you can pretend, right? The two of us alone. Look, I'm a big girl. I know how to use my safe word, and I'm not afraid to use it if stuff gets too intense. But, you know, honestly, I want intense. I want it fucked up and raw. Can you do that for me, my love? You love me enough to be kind, please. Please love me enough to be cruel. Love me enough to pretend that you don't love me. Why would you love a slut? It'd be like loving a table. I can be pretty like a table. I can be useful like a table. I can be replaced like a table. Tell me I can be replaced. I would love nothing so much in the whole wide world than to have Miss sitting behind me, her hands all over my tits and my needy dripping pussy whispering in my ear about a cute girl she saw today, who she wishes she was fucking instead of using her worthless slut to masturbate with. For Miss to tell me that she's going to throw me away like everyone else has? Like all my family and my friends? Going to leave me for someone who is worthy of being loved? I wouldn't ask you to say it if I thought it was true. I know it isn't. I know I'm safe with you. You know all my secrets. All my pain, all my insecurities. And I want you to use it all against me. I want you to hurt me like only you can hurt me. Because when Miss hurts me, it doesn't really hurt. When I belong to you, when I'm obedient, none of my damage can touch me anymore. So I can use it as horny fuel. So I can confront it and deal with it in a place where I'm safe. In a place where I'm loved, I trust you with my pain. I trust you with me. Is that okay? Can you do that for me? Thank you, Miss. You're too good for me.